This year, Santa's bringing the power of Energizer into his workshop.
Whoa, the Energizer Bunny's got so much power.
Wait, he's powered up all the toys. I think that means we're done for the year.
I love this bunny.
He's the hardest working helper the North Pole has ever seen. And he wants all your gifts to have the power of the number one longest lasting AA battery. So this holiday season, stock up on Santa's and the elves' favorite battery, Energizer Ultimate Lithium.
This is the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio.
And welcome to the best show on your radio. It is the afternoon hustle known as Freddie and Harry with Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Always glad to be with you on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in always to your smart speaker. They'll play ESPN Radio. We take them until 6 o'clock. We're off an hour earlier than usual because we got the Champions Classic. You got Michigan State versus Kansas in game one. And then after a 30-minute intermission, they have Kentucky versus Duke. So we'll take them until 6 o'clock. Like we mentioned, that college basketball action as all four of those teams. Duke taking on Kentucky, Michigan State battling Kansas in the Champions Classic. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. But big news out of Chicago, Shane Waldron was the offensive coordinator on Monday night. Tuesday morning, he was no longer the offensive coordinator as the Bears fired him after losing three straight games, only averaging 9 points per game over that stretch, only averaging 277.6 yards per game this season, the third lowest in the NFL. They're also near the bottom of the NFL in points scored, yards per carry, yards per pass, total yards, third downs, and yards per play. And Mark Sylvie Silverman, part of Waddle and Sylvie, the midday show on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, put out on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie saying, Harry, and I'll read it word for word, after talking to a few people with knowledge of the situation, players went to head coach Matt Eberflus and general manager Ryan Poles, asking them to make a change in offensive coordinator. There are also a few veteran players requesting that Caleb Williams be benched and that Tyson Badgett, the backup, have a chance to get the starting quarterback nod, at least for a little bit.
Yeah, that's not good. You never want to hear that, especially when you drafted a player that was number one overall in the 2024 NFL draft. But it's not like I can sit up here and be on Caleb Williams' side because he's been playing lights-out football. There's a reason why the offensive coordinator is being let go of his duties. Caleb Williams has to understand that you can't freestyle and play the way that you played in college. It doesn't work like that at the NFL level because guys are faster, they're stronger, and they've been doing this their entire lives. Also, they're trying to put food on their family's table. Their livelihood is dependent. Some people, that's all they know is football.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And to go get the quarterback, right? So the mindset is different in the NFL versus college. But then also I would say, when you look at Chicago from an offensive standpoint, you cannot pinpoint one thing that they do well. And that's a problem. That's another sign that you probably need to, you know, cut ties from who was calling plays. One player might be the quarterback. The next player might be the offensive line. Next player might be the wide receivers not being on the same page with the quarterback.
Right.
It's a lot of sloppiness when it comes to this football team. They haven't scored an offensive touchdown in the last two games.
Right.
You have the number one overall pick. And they have pieces, Freddie.
Yeah.
It's just been disappointing watching this team play this entire season.
Well, they have the pieces, but the puzzle's not together when it comes to Chicago Bears. You can have that kind of talented pieces, but there's no chemistry and no cohesion. Well, you get this kind of mess, and it's a very convenient scapegoat to move on from the offensive coordinator if you're the head coach, Matt Eberflus, because we know he's in lame duck mode. Caleb Williams is going to be there long after those two are gone, whether Shane Waldron today or Matt Eberflus at the end of the season if this continues. But did they consider a quarterback change? Adam Schefter, ESPN senior NFL insider on Sportsmanlike, said,
yesterday morning I heard that they were going to consider changing quarterbacks, and almost out of safety, to Caleb Williams. And if you watch them over the weekend, he has started to look on the sidelines. What he's seen, there were a couple of sideline shots that captured him, and it reminded me of the way that Bryce Young looked in week one against New Orleans. He looked shell-shocked and overwhelmed. That's how Caleb Williams looks on some of these sideline shots that I've seen. And so before you ruin the guy, maybe it's time to save the guy. I think it came up. They obviously decided not to do that.
Put it this way. No matter what they come up with, that does not solve their problem or problems.
Agreed.
When it comes to Chicago Bears. You may sit Caleb Williams and think that's going to help him. You're still a dysfunctional offense. And when you think about it, you're still a dysfunctional organization, Harry, when it comes to the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, and I also feel like, you know, when it comes to Caleb Williams, I think it's just funny, man, how life comes at you fast, right? And I said this on numerous of occasions in the past, Freddie. One of the things I learned playing that in the NFL for 10 years man, it can praise you, it can have you on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
It can also humble you in the greatest fashions as well, too. And for Caleb, who was the number one overall pick and coming into the season, having high hopes, looking at everything that you're surrounded by and, you know, thinking it's going to be one thing. And for now, for it to be what it is currently, the situation in Chicago, and for teammates to be going in there and basically petitioning for the backup to get playing time, it comes at you fast. Now, I would say this for him also. Everything that you do when you're drafted number one overall, you got a microscope on you. So how are you going to handle this adversity now? How are you going to look in the mirror and understand that, you know what, the way I've been playing,
yeah,
it's not the way I'm going to have success in the National Football League. And for Thomas Brown, someone I know, right? And I think Thomas is going to understand how to get him going in the right directions. He's a guy that learned under Sean McVay.
Okay.
Sean McVay sings high praises when it comes to Thomas, and also Les Snead, who's the general manager for the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
But right now for Thomas, you're going to have to sit Caleb down and tell him, hey, this is how I need you to do things. It's okay to throw the ball away if it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be second and 10 versus second and 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you don't have many plays. When you're behind the sticks like that, it's only so many play calls you have for third and 20,
well,
third and 19.
Well, he's guilty, in my opinion, when it comes to Caleb Williams, of trying to be a DTMer, doing too mucher. And you can't do that because the NFL, now they have film on Caleb Williams. And you know what that film tells them? If you get pressure on him, he's going to panic. He's going to fold, or he's going to hold the ball too long. We've seen that all year long. Even when they were playing well, he's still holding the ball too long. So that may be the best thing for Thomas Brown as the new play caller for the Chicago Bears. Understand the importance of telling Caleb Williams it is okay to end every position, every possession with a kick, either punt or a field goal or an extra point. If you're ending a possession in terms of where they got the ball on the short side of the field, you're really going to get stink eye from a lot of your defensive guys when you're doing that by holding on the football too long. Whatever that development is going to have to be a part of this when it comes to Caleb Williams, Courtney Cronin, ESPN Bears reporter on ESPN 1000 said, the Bears know how much they better not be able to screw up another quarterback, especially one like this one.
The Bears know that this is the most pivotal year of Caleb Williams' development. You cannot view year one as a throwaway year the way they did with Mitch and the way that they did with Justin, because you're just going to be in the same point that you were, ruining another high draft pick because of your own ineptitude and inability to develop them.
The last terrific quarterback the Bears almost didn't ruin was Jim Harbaugh. You got to go back to the 1990s, late 1980s wow, for a quarterback. And he was fair to Midland anyway when Mike Ditka wasn't getting in his way. You have to go back that far to a quarterback that they drafted that high that they didn't really, really screw up when it came to a guy like Jim Harbaugh, who's not a coach of the Chargers.
So you know how, like, in everyday life, right, there's this thing called generational curses.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, someone has to stop the generational curse.
Sure.
It's the same thing when it comes to this organization. Organizational curse. It has to stop at some point. So everyone at the top of the spectrum, you have to do your due diligence in the right manner,
yep,
to make sure that the organizational curse, mm-hmm, stops with Caleb Williams.
Yeah, because it's not about constructive criticism. It's got to be about constructive listening for everybody involved in the Chicago Bears, either on the field or off the field. He is Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together in the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 8, as well as TuneIn, and don't forget to tell your snot speaker to play ESPN Radio. So there were new terms that we didn't understand, part of our Freddie and Harry selection committee involving us two and Shannon Penn and Devin Kent, our producers, and Kaylee, who was like our Gen Z alpha interpreter when it came to new terms. At number one was twin. Number two was Riz. You can shake your head. It's fine. Number three, mewing. Number four, Pookie. Number five, Skibidi, which is like my new favorite just because of the way it sounds. And number six, Chugi. So those are new terms we don't understand. But you don't have to worry about doing that. We need to hear from you. What was your favorite slang word or expression from back in the day?
Your opinion matters.
Okay, please call me. Please call me.
Call Freddie and Harry now.
Hello.
1-888-SAY-ESPN.
How's it going?
Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
That's 1-888-729-3776.
Yeah, you can bring terms like home slice from back in the day.
Home skillet.
Home skillet, depending on the direction, right? North was home slice. South was home skillet. I'm outie like a big fat shouty. Stuff like that. What was your favorite slang or word or expression from back in the day that you can't wait to tell us at 888-729-3776? Roop in North Carolina. What was that favorite slang word expression back in your day?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on?
So I'm from New York, so my slang is mad. We always use mad, like, yo, it's mad cold outside.
Mm-hmm. Yo, she was mad cool, man.
It was brick outside.
It was brick outside. She had mad flavor.
It's yeah. Say brickless out here, cousin.
Or B. Chill out, B.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you so mad, B?
Don't make me get gully.
Oh, gully, that's a good one.
Gully's another. Gully,
that's a good one. Or if you're from Queensbridge, you speak the Dunn language. What up, Dunn?
What up, Dunn?
What up, Dunny?
Dunn, son. Yeah, what up, Dunn? Yeah, from Queensbridge. Nas's neighborhood, no doubt about that. Exactly. One of our favorites, Bobby in Georgia. Bobby, what was that favorite slang word or expression from back in your day?
Hey, guys, I'm Gen Z, man, and y'all are tripping. It can be used today, like with Michael Parsons when he tried to lie and say he wasn't throwing McCarthy under the bus. Man, you tripping.
He was definitely tripping. No doubt about that.
Man, Future, I think it was on one of his mixtapes, actually has a song called Tripping.
Yeah. One of my favorite R&B groups, Total, song called Tripping. Fantastic record. Been tripping. Wow. Absolutely.
Produced by Missy Elliott.
By Missy Elliott. Yeah, she does the rap at the beginning. You know, yeah, that whole thing. Absolutely. Robin, New York, what was your favorite slang word or expression from back in the day?
Guys, thank you for taking my phone call. I got two for you. It's like 1 and 1A because they could still work till today.
Okay.
Ill and Bad by Michael Jackson. Sure. Yeah. You can use both of those in any sense of, yeah, that was ill.
Exactly. Yeah. Harry uses Bad every Thursday with That Boy Bad. Run DMC had a song. You be illin'. Illin'. You be illin'. Exactly. If someone was ill, that was saying something when it comes to that. I like that one. Last one from DJ in New Mexico. DJ, what was that favorite slang word or expression that you love from back in your day?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. Love the show.
Thank you.
But back in the day, man, we, you know, our version of standing on business was, hey, you don't hear me, though. It was like if you're at the club, Computer Love comes on, you slide up to a little breezy and be like, hey, we out of here after this song. And she's like, you so crazy. I was like, you don't hear me, though.
that's a great way to describe it as well, too.
Absolutely. Who's the one that did a song, you don't hear me, though?
He also just threw another nugget in there.
What's that?
What happened to the days when you can hear Computer Love in those slow jams and let the DJ be your wingman at the end of the night?
Sometimes,
like the last 30 minutes.
Sometimes all you need was a signal. You could look up there, he'd go just like this. Mm-hmm, I got you.
That time.
It was about that time.
You know another slang term?
What's that?
In Memphis?
What's that?
Come on, man. Man.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
We over her.
Her, yeah. Yeah, her. Not here. Her.
It ain't Harry, it's Hurry.
In Virginia, Hurry.
Yeah.
Hurry.
Oh, well, all over the place, Bougie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bougie, yeah. Virginia, no matter where you were.
When I moved to Virginia from New York, they used junk or jank. Like them janks, talking about an item. Them janks, or this jank, janky.
What about janky?
Janky.
Janky,
yeah.
Yeah. Forgot about janky. Yeah, janky, yes. Forgot about that
one. Sure.
Miss Kelly in Illinois is one of our favorite. Miss Kells, what was your favorite slang word or expression from back in your day, young lady?
Okay, well, back in my days on the dinosaurs were in the earth. I'm old. We used to say, we're digging it, baby.
Digging it.
Yeah, digging it. Yeah. I dig.
Dig that. Oh, don't worry. It's dugging.
No one's saying Duggan.
It's Duggan. Dig that.
I don't think Duggan's a word.
Don't worry, baby. It's already Duggan.
You trying to do Austin Powers right now?
That's what it sounded like. Like a brother version of Austin Powers. That's exactly what that sounded
it's
like.
It's Duggan, baby.
Duggan. Lord, somebody help us. Keep weighing in on Twitter, Comin ESPN, and HDouglas83, your favorite slang word or expression from back in the day. You get a chance to be heard on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is taken care of, well taken care of. With life insurance, you can protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. This way, you can also cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Is it a good take?
That's good. Great.
Or a hot take?
How hot? Red hot.
Find out now.
Yeah, we love the peeps we work with, but that doesn't mean that we won't take them to task if we have to. Part of Good Take, Hot Take, brought to you by Techniques. Visit us.techniques.com/sports and use the promo code Harry. That is us.techniques.com/sports. Use the promo code Harry for a special discount on select earbuds. So Stephen A. Smith,
never lacks with a take. That's why the show is called First Take, Monday through Friday on ESPN from 10, 8 to noon Eastern time. He says this will solve the Cowboys' problems starting next year's draft when they should do this when it comes to a player and a coach in the same family.
I believe that the Dallas Cowboys should tank the rest of the season, get the number one overall pick so you can draft Shedeur Sanders, and by the way, hire primetime Deion Sanders as your head coach for the Dallas Cowboys. I think that should be Jerry Jones' master plan. That's right, I said it.
Is that a good take, Harry Douglas, or a hot take?
It's a hot take because they already paid Dak Prescott. And, you know, a major factor into what Stephen A. just said is the dead cap money that Dak Prescott is going to present to the Dallas Cowboys if they part ways with him.
Yeah.
Now, if you wouldn't have paid Dak Prescott,
Sure.
Do what you got to do to make sure you get Shedeur.
Sure.
But you already paid Dak Prescott his money.
Yeah. It's not a good take or a hot take. It's a troll take because he's trolling. That's what he does. Especially coming to the Cowboys. And believe me, Deion Sanders loves Dallas. He ain't working. Jerry Jones don't want to work with him because that means that Deion Sanders' star is going to be bigger than Jerry Jones. You know he don't want that. He wants a coach to be a puppet ruler. Deion's a lot of things. Puppet ruler ain't one of them. That's the last place he would go. So to me, that's a troll take, not a good take or a hot take.
You know what, Jerry? I'm going to do it my way, baby. You can say whatever you think you want to say, but you ain't going to control me, baby. I'm going to do it my way.
Believe me, Deion's been through a lot of things. He's not about to let somebody exercise control over football when he knows more about football than Jerry Jones.
That part.
Ever know. One of our favorites is Chris Canty, part of the Unsportsmanlike crew when it comes to him, Evan Cohen, and Michelle Smallman, Monday through Friday on ESPN Radio from 6, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. The Bills are really good. Not according to Chris Canty.
I don't think the Buffalo Bills are that good. I get that they've gotten out to the best start that they've had in 30 years in that franchise, but the Buffalo Bills have exactly one win against a team with a winning record, and that came in week one against the Arizona Cardinals. I don't trust this Buffalo Bills team. They've been living and dying off of takeaways, and at some point that's going to run out, especially when you play against good teams.
So before you find out from us if that's a good take or a hot take, we need to have the biggest Buffalo Bills fan part of ESPN Radio. That is our sports center anchor goddess, Christine. Christine, you heard what CeCe said about your Buffalo Bills. They aren't that good. He said good record, but he doesn't believe in them. Good take or hot take, Miss Christine?
I love Chris.
Here we go. Get him. Get him, Christine.
I do not believe it is a good take.
And I feel the same way.
Thurman Thomas said a couple weeks ago, our offense was rounding into form and he was, you know, I trust somebody like that. So I trust Thurman, and Thurman thinks we're going the right way. So
you're being kind, by the way.
I love Chris. I can't.
Well, I think for Josh Allen, a guy who's cut down on the turnovers, who diversifies the football to all of the weapons that he has, knows when to run, knows when to throw it away, that whole nine right now, and how healthier they're getting at the moment. I really like this Bills football team.
Me too.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they beat the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend.
No, I wouldn't surprise me either. With the Kansas City Chiefs, close games are part of their DNA, but to me, they're one of the better, well-coached teams in the league when it comes to the Buffalo Bills, when it comes to Sean McDermott and his crew. So I'm complete with both of you, the lady and the gentleman. That's not just a good take. That's not even close to a good take. That's a hot take. Joe Fortenbaugh from Carlin versus Joe, Monday through Friday on ESPN Radio with him and Chris Carlin from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern time. We know the Chiefs, Super Bowl contender, could put the Bills in that category. Maybe the Ravens, definitely Detroit. What about the Pittsburgh Steelers, Joe Fortenbaugh, being a Super Bowl contender?
Now, when I say Super Bowl contender, what I mean is I believe they could get to the Super Bowl. They could compete in the Super Bowl. I am not picking them to win the AFC. I'm not picking them to win the Super Bowl. But there are teams that I would tell you right now, no shot. And Pittsburgh's one you got to take seriously. The quarterback can play good enough. I don't think with the way they're constructed, they need a quarterback to be elite. They need a quarterback to just make good plays. They were in that game yesterday, and towards the end, it was like, hey, Russ, we need you to make a play. All right, I can make a play. He made the play. They got it all. They can run the ball a little bit. They can play defense. They've got great coaching. I would sit here and say, and I think part of this, AFC has no, like, true runaway teams.
Is that a good take or a hot take about the Steelers being a Super Bowl contender from Joe Fortenbaugh from Carlin versus Joe, Harry?
I'll go with a good take. And you know, before Russell Wilson became the quarterback, it was a take I would have been weary of.
Okay.
But seeing Russell Wilson and the way he's played the last few games and how he aced the biggest test, which was versus the Washington Commanders, and being able to come through when they needed him the most at the end of the game,
okay,
you look at a team that's good in all three phases, offensively, defensively, and on special teams, and can beat you in all three phases or any one of those phases within a matchup. I like a team like that. You have a guy in, excuse me, T.J. Watt, who's a pass rusher.
Yeah.
You have Alex Highsmith, even though he's going to be down for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I like this team. I really do.
I like them, but here's why I think it's a hot take. I wonder how much of that bombs bursting in air will be able to work. It's worked so far three out of the first four games, but they're going to get game film on Russell Wilson and his offense, and he's going to have to make adjustments. There's going to be a game where the running game will not be able to bail him out. And can that bombs bursting in their offense that's worked so far against two teams who aren't good defensively, the Giants and the Jets, and a team that's not bad defensively, the Washington Commanders? We'll find out this week, because the Ravens' defense is not good at all. I guarantee they're sick and tired of hearing about that for the past 10 days, even though they're able to beat the Cincinnati Bengals when it's all said and done. He is Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together in the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie. And Harry, thanks for being a part of it and allowing it to be a part of you. Will Daniel Jones no longer be part of New York Giants in terms of being the starting quarterback the rest of the season? We'll get to it. And our two Giants fans named Shannon Penn and Devin Kane, they'll speak on it too. Keep it here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fadeaway jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona called 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts 1-800-327-5050. Iowa 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico called 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's the Praise Tuesday edition of the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry. He is Harry Douglas. I am Freddie Coleman, presented by Progressive Insurance on Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on TuneIn and always tell that snot speaker to play ESPN Radio. Who believes that Daniel Jones starting on Sunday versus the Carolina Panthers was the last time that he's going to be a starting quarterback, at least for this year, involving the New York Giants? We'll get to that. But one of our favorites is Unique in New Jersey at 888-729-3776. We always care about our brother because we know our brother always cares about us. Big U, how are you, my friend?
He is the pro. Professor, how are you?
I'm good, brother. Unique, how are you, my man?
Hey, man, ain't no complaining. Nobody don't care if you do, man. I'm all right. I'm all right, Professor. What's good with you?
I'm good to hear your voice. That makes me feel even better. That's what makes me feel good,
hey,
my man.
Hey, likewise. Let me bring it in, man. We can get to where we need to get to. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Shippy, hippy, hop, big bop, boop, big.
What's up, baby? You doing good, Unique?
hey, man, I ain't doing no complaining big time. You know what I mean? I'm CMO, man. Cab members only, man. Ain't no complaining.
Man, we blessed. You know. We blessed and never stressed, baby.
There it is. There it is. Hey, Professor, you're going to appreciate this now. This has been my homework assignment.
Okay.
About 40 days.
Okay.
Okay. And it's, I'm paraphrasing. I ain't, you know, a professional like this. You are. What's the sense of having the whole world just to lose your soul?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Huh? Speak that, man.
I'm trying. I can't get it right. That's why I'm asking. I'm glad you for some advice.
No, you got that in terms of if you concentrate on making your world just a little bit better, the rest of the world is going to take care of itself, my friend.
Yep.
Okay. Well, maybe if I give that answer, I can move forward. But look, speaking of moving, oh, let me give you all my little slang. You know, tell us. Back in the day, we hit them with you off the chain. You understand me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's another good one.
Off the chain. You know, yeah. Saying, something like, but, you know, to bring it current, hey, man, you a straight meatball. You understand me? So here we go, man. You know, the segue has been set. But you know what? Listen, I was thinking, man, last time I was on the show,
mm-hmm.
you know, man, listen, I was a little insensitive to the Cowboy fan. So, Cowboy Nation, listen up, man. I owe you an apology for absolutely nothing. And I want to be clear about that. Matter of fact, I doubled down. Let me tell you what I did. I didn't only not pick them, I picked against the spread. Now, hold on. I know what you're saying, gambling. You know, I don't encourage that to everybody.
Sure.
Look at it like a stimulus check, though. You understand me? Every week you're going to get a check, and it's guaranteed. And you ain't got to pay it back. So that's how I live with it. You know what I'm saying? I live in understanding. It's a beautiful thing. Listen. I put the full gear on, you know, the jersey. I had on diapers, a.k.a. CeeDee Lamb. Got that 88 on, you know, flowing, dancing. You know, they now something to six. I'm dancing to Manhattan. You know, the CMO was looking at me like, what's going on with him? So, you know, I had to catch myself. You know, I had to pull back. But let me tell you, we ain't going to never have a problem with losing.
Ooh.
Snacks. You know this is his favorite month, right? You know what he do this month, right? He starts celebrating Thanksgiving in July.
Oh,
I can't,
man.
No, as a Cowboys fan, I can't even be mad at you, Nick, because he's not lying. Well, I don't know about the favorite month of Mike McCarthy. He calls snacks. But this month, but other than that, that team, they are who they've been, and that's not changing.
Yeah, I mean, they're so worried about making headlines and mm-hmm. being the loudest and mm-hmm. how many people can notice them versus mm-hmm. just going out there and being winners.
Yeah, exactly.
And they've been able to win the last few years, so a lot of things have been covered up. But when you lose, coaches always told me, when you lose, that's when more things get exploited.
Right.
That probably didn't get exploited when you were winning.
Yeah, well, put it this way. When it comes to teams not having good seasons like the Cowboys, there's another team in that division that's going through it a little bit. That
who
is the
is
New
that?
York the New York Giants. Well, no,
oh,
it's not,
my goodness.
You know it's not the Commanders or the Eagles. They're actually winning as far
oh,
as that goes.
My goodness.
But this Giants team in turmoil, their head coach Brian Daboll said that the quarterback position, after they came back, after losing to the Carolina Panthers in overtime Munich, Germany, he said the quarterback position will be among positions that will be evaluated. Adam Schefter, ESPN senior NFL insider on Sportsmanlike, says this means this for Daniel Jones.
I would guess that we don't see Daniel Jones play another down for the Giants, because Brian Daboll's tone yesterday was different than it was in other weeks. It was always Daniel Jones is our starter, Daniel Jones is our starter. And then yesterday, we're evaluating everything. I think that when they get back from the bye, they'll turn to Drew Locke as their restarting quarterback. Daniel Jones will be put on ice as insurance. And my guess today would be that the Daniel Jones experience time in New York is over.
And then today, Harry Douglas at the press conference involving Giants Joe Shane, the general manager, he said that the contract of Daniel Jones will not factor into any choice or decision, and that, and I quote, the decisions we make will be football decisions, end quote. He also said that Jones is not the only issue for this team, but it's everybody. Everybody's got a hand in this, according to Giants general manager Joe Shane.
Yeah, and as the Giants general manager, you can't just sit up here and say it's all football decisions. Part of your job as a general manager is contract situations, right? And if he gets hurt and then that $23 million is guaranteed to him, then you're in a bind. So, yes, everything is on the table. It's not just football decisions.
Right.
The money situation plays a part in this decision as well when it comes to the New York Giants and Joe Shane.
They get what they deserve for signing him to that contract to begin with when it comes to the New York Giants. you decided that you could have taken a lot of that money that you paid him and you could have kept Saquon Barkley. This way, even if you bring in a new quarterback or whatever that is, you have a playmaker like that that was making plays behind a garbage offensive line at times. So, Brian Daboll, Giants head coach, you can say whatever you want about needing approval to either stay or not stay with Daniel Jones, your starting quarterback.
The quarterback position is a different beast, right? It's a lot of money. It's a big percent of the cap. When you have something like that, is that something that ownership needs to sign off on if you decide to make a decision there and move on?
Well, I think, you know, again, I've said this before, Joe and I communicate with our ownership group on a daily basis, not just about the quarterback, but about every position. So there's good communication there. We'll do what we normally do. If there are any changes, regardless of the position, is we'll always communicate.
Listen from the Giant fans on this one, Shannon Penn and Devin Kane, our producers, because I know Devin is fed up with Daniel Jones. I know Shannon Penn is fed up with Daniel Jones. So Devin Kane, lead it off, and Shannon Penn, you know, wax poetic and harmonize with him. Your thoughts about a potential benching involving your quarterback making that kind of money in Daniel Jones?
I think you have to, because of what Harry said in terms of the $23 million guarantee. It's not just that he's playing poorly, but that's a large factor into this.
Right.
And also, he just hasn't been able to pull the trigger. It's not that he hasn't had his opportunities. Like, for example, in that game on Sunday against the Panthers, there was that flea flicker play on 3rd and 1. Both Malik Nabers and Wandell Robinson were wide open. No one's around him, and he just decided not to throw the ball. So I think there's an element of he just can't make the decisions right now. And say what you want.
Wow.
Say what you want.
Laugh.
Say what you want about Drew Lock, and it might not be better. It could be worse.
Sure.
But I know one thing. He's gonna throw the ball.
True.
Your quarterback, at the very least, needs to throw the ball and be decisive throwing the ball. If they throw an interception, I can live with that. But if you're just not even throwing the ball because you got the yips or whatever it is, you can't play. Come on.
Let's move forward. Who would you like to see as the quarterback for the New York Giants in 2025?
Listen, I just showed Shannon a graphic. Mm-hmm. This is a pipe dream. Uh-huh. But, man, listen, I think you get a bridge quarterback this year. You uh-huh. draft Travis Hunter.
Okay.
And you get Arch Manning in 2026.
Sure, yeah.
Imagine Malik Nabers, Travis Hunter, and Arch Manning.
Sure.
Oh, man.
You know who your bridge quarterback should be? Sam Darnold.
So
Minnesota Vikings.
So we're going to do a Milk Carton All-Star tomorrow?
Shannon wants Sam Darnold, right, yes. Shannon?
No, I don't, because he might win too many games.
Sam Darnold.
We got the bridge quarterback already on the roster.
Sam Darnold over the last five games. Yeah. Sam Darnold over the last five games, 5 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I think the beginning of the season has washed off a little bit. They're 7-2, but he hasn't been playing great.
He'll be fine because he's got Coach Kevin O'Connell. He'll be fine. Yep. Although Shannon does not want Sam Darnold, he's going to win.
Real quick on the Daniel Jones situation, I think everybody understands where we are right now. I think it's mm-hmm. best for both sides to part and let this be it. Mm-hmm. I would prefer to go ahead and start that process now and everybody move on.
Sure.
I'm more interested now in moving forward. Will Daboll remain? Will Joe Shane remain? Like, that was a guy in his presser today who seemed really stressed about these next 7 games. So it'll be interesting to see if both guys return. I know Maris said that they would, but if not, which one of the two remains?
So I think Joe Shane, he kind of put himself in a bad spot with his press conference, because he also said in his presser, he said, we have the pieces, we're just not executing. So mm-hmm. he's putting – he referenced a lot of the mm-hmm. low one-score games that they're losing. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, if you say that, mm-hmm. and let's say the last half of the season doesn't go well, mm-hmm. then you're just saying, all right, you already told the owner you think you have the pieces, and if they don't play well, then you're putting yourself on the hot seat.
I'm just glad that, you know, when it comes to the Falcons, that they're not an organization that needs to rebuild and restart everything like the Jets, the Cowboys, and also the Giants, which happens to be all 3 of you guys' teams.
In other words,
you drafted a quarterback in the first and the top 10 pick last
exactly,
year.
Exactly, yeah, finally.
Yeah,
yeah.
When you don't need one.
Yeah, you put it this way. Your Falcons are flying high. We get it. We bought the T-shirt. We understand. By the way, Joe Shane will be the last man standing. Those two guys, Daboll and Jones, they're going to be gone once the season is over. We're going to do 2 teams in the same division when it comes to NFC North. One involving the Bears. Think about benching Caleb Williams. And the other Detroit Lions showing the difference between calling a game and calling plays. That's next on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Untuckit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network. In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
On the Praise Tuesday edition of Freddie and Harry with Harry Douglas, I'm Freddie Coleman, presented by Progressive Insurance on Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in and also your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We take them until 6 o'clock right after us. Doubleheader when it comes to college basketball. Duke taking on Kentucky and Michigan State taking on Kansas in the Champions Classic. Coverage begins at 6 p.m. Eastern Time in about 12 minutes on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. But before we get to that, we bring in an FOS, a friend of the show. He is Dan Orlovsky. Oh, it's fantastic. He's an ESPN football analyst, and hit him on Twitter at DanOrlovsky7. Dan, before we get to any NFL yakety yak, our selection committee had new terms that we don't understand. What was that term from back in the day, the slang term or phrase that you always, always love to talk about?
Ooh, I'm a 90s kid, so, I mean, fat was a pretty big deal for us. P-H-A-T. I would say I'm outie. That was a big one. Like, yeah, I'm outie. I was just getting into those teenage years, so I thought talking like that was cool.
Right.
Obviously, it wasn't. I think those are the two that were probably the most dominant. Fat and I'm outie.
I'm outie is another good one. I'm outie.
Yeah.
Pew!
Outie, bro.
We out like four flats, bro. Baby. All right, Dan, let's move to the football side of things. We got a lot of news from the Chicago Bears and their organization. I'm going to get right to the meat and the potatoes. How do the Bears fix Caleb Williams' problems?
You have to, number one, so right now, you have to call plays and design plays that do not allow him to hold the football.
Mm-hmm.
Harry, you know this. We would have plays as an offense. We call them Siri, C-I-R-I. Call it and run it. I don't care what the defense, call it and run it. So I'm talking a perimeter screen. I'm talking a quick game. I'm talking the ball just, you're throwing it to this guy, and no matter what. So the big problem is the holding of the football, okay? So that's in the right now. I think in the future, so immediately after this season, because it's a results-based business, right? Mm-hmm. Unless things drastically change, we know that there's going to be a new regime in Chicago. It is not just about getting an offensive mind, okay? People are going to say that. They're wrong. You have to find somebody that you unequivocally know can develop a young quarterback. It's not just about calling good plays. You got to learn and have somebody that knows how to develop a young quarterback, to get the bad out of his game, to accentuate the good in his game, to get him to understand the process and how much playing quarterback and the burden of having the football and every play and everybody's job is attached to that. So there's a now plan, and then you've got to go find that person in the future.
Real quick, Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. Real quick, how much does Caleb Williams have to help Caleb Williams? How does he do that?
Yeah, so there is a reality. We talked about this on NFL Live today. Caleb is who he is right now, and he kind of is who he's always been. You know, I talked about this coming out in the draft, Freddie. No quarterback held the ball in college football more than Caleb Williams. So we can't be surprised that he is now. No quarterback last year in college football took more sacks, had more fumbles or interceptions. He had 46 of those combined. No one has more in the NFL this year than Caleb Williams. That's kind of who he is as a player, okay? But you also do see the remarkable talent, okay? So I think Caleb has to understand how big a deal those negative plays are in this league. You ain't playing Stanford anymore, dude. You're not playing against Utah anymore. You're playing against teams that if you get sacked, the drive is over, okay? So, like, understanding the home run is such a lesser deal in this league than singles, and hitting singles makes you an elite quarterback.
From Chicago, Illinois, to the Miami Dolphins and their football team. They got a big win last night. I thought it was a must win for the Los Angeles Rams to be able to stay where they want to stay in the NFC West. They lost that. Great job by the defense, number one of the Dolphins, but also Tua, who's played well the three games that he's been back. Do you think potentially the Miami Dolphins can turn their season around and potentially make the playoffs as well?
I'm not ready to say that yet. While I was impressed last night, I was more disappointed with the Rams, but impressed by their defense, to your point. I'm not ready to say that yet, though. Harry, I think that the AFC playoffs come down to three teams for the final spot. I think it's Cincinnati. I think it's the Indianapolis Colts and the Denver Broncos. I'm kind of already in my mind, and maybe it's a little early, but the four division winners are Buffalo. I expect Houston, obviously Kansas City, and then Baltimore. And then I think the Chargers and the Steelers are already in, right? So that's six teams right there. I think the final spot will come from Cincinnati, Denver, or Indy. Whoever can stay healthy, get hot, and win some big games. Obviously, since he plays Pittsburgh twice still. I'm not ready to put Miami into that conversation. I think last night, again, very impressed with their defense. I was much more disappointed with how the Rams played than kind of uber impressed with how Miami played.
Real quick, you had a great breakdown about the Detroit Lions and how they run their plays offensively. You said there's a difference between calling plays and calling a game on your Twitter handle. What did you mean by that and using the Detroit Lions as an example?
Yeah, great play callers are, Freddie, I would say they're sequencing events. It's inception almost. You're controlling what's about to happen, not reacting to what's about to happen. A lot of play callers, they call plays, and they're good plays on paper or on a board. And you sit there and go, well, this is a good play, and this versus this defense. But what you're forgetting is all the breadcrumbs that have led to the moment. You know, of the information that you gather from other previous formations or play calls or personnel groupings. And you're gathering in the information. Great play callers gather information, and they know how you're going to defend and or line up against certain looks and formations and how to attack that and anticipate that. And Ben Johnson in Detroit, he does that. He's always sequencing things. That's elite play calling. It's an art. You're painting a picture where play calling calling a play is just you're copy and paste. There's no beauty to it. There's no rhythm to it.
Hey, Dan, that was a great job painting that picture, my friend. Keep it the great work. We'll talk to you soon. And thanks so much for joining us on Freddie and Harry.
All right, boys, go Saints, Harry.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for Thursday.
Dan Orlovsky is outing like a big fat shout. He's an ESPN football analyst with a last shot at Harry Ruggs about his Falcons losing to the Saints. Ooh, Thursday's get up is going to be good.
He's still my boy.
The Champions Classic comes your way involving Duke, Kentucky, Michigan State, and Kansas. This has been Freddie and Harry on the mighty ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Skibbity.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.